Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, let's do some confessions here with Paul Gallant sitting in for the OG John Lopez. Mind you, John Lopez weighing in. I'm guessing the root canal is already done or he has it later. I don't know. I'm guessing the root canal is already done. He said Paul is doing a hell of a job in that chair, and he hashtagged it Wally Pip. So I have a feeling that he will definitely be in work tomorrow after his root canal.
Unless he's on painkillers from the root canal. Ooh. And he is hearing something that's in his mind a lot better than it actually is for me. Could be that. Could be that. I might sound amazing because he might be tripping a little bit.
Speaking of things
the cloud.
Speaking of things that sound amazing, I think I generally am a person who tries to appreciate greatness, and then in sports, and then also within sports, I try and really appreciate the human feelings in this. You know, try and meet the athletes where they are in a way that we're not always all that willing to do. However, the confession is, in this one instance, I just fully, thoroughly enjoyed and ate up the sorrow that seemed to be happening here. I take you into the Mariners clubhouse after they lost Game 7 in the ALCS. A very fair and a very introspective question being asked. And was this a Brian Wu, the pitcher?
Yeah.
Brian Wu at his locker being asked a question. And see if you can hear the pain and the emotion that I'm talking about.
By what ultimately do you feel like the legacy of this team is going to be, having gone as further than any other team in franchise history?
Legacy is no one's really satisfied or happy with this, I think.
Just someone in the clubhouse.
I relate.
Shrieking in. It's hilarious to me. Like, generally, I'm like, especially in baseball. Baseball is one of those sports that, like, you go through a grueling season and you have these, these moments, like, especially if a pitcher's doing really bad, there's just no one who can come and save you. There's no clock. Like, I think baseball is one of those places where I try and be real appreciative of the emotions of it. And I get it. Like, you just lost the ALCS, opportunity to go to the World Series for the first time in damn near forever. And in my mind, there's just someone in the shower. And they're just washing off of them the stink of the game, and they just thought about it one more time. And I should be someone, based on my history, that goes, "Damn, that sucks." And all I think is, "That is hilarious." I almost cussed. That's how funny it is to me.
I think it is pretty funny as well. And I mean, I wonder if afterwards that person went George Knox from Angels in the Outfield on the locker room, just started smashing things. That's my favorite baseball movie. My favorite sports movie, probably. I've watched that movie.
One felt too guttural, though. That felt like they let it out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it was. See, if they tried to hold that in, then you start smashing stuff. I don't think a smasher screams like that.
Do you think that one scream got it all out?
That's a good question.
No, I don't.
That's fair.
I don't. That person, as someone who has the blind Irish rage, you need to go to a rage room, sir. And you might need to be going for weekly appointments to be up 3-2 in the American League Championship Series and to blow it and to have the lead as late as they did and then blow it. Listen, this is this evil laugh right here, but I get it. Listen, this is, I guess, a brief confession. As someone who is really only a fan of baseball if the team that's in the town I'm working in is good. I have a half Astros, half Mariners shirt as a joke. It's hilarious. I think it's hilarious.
You shameless human being.
I bring everyone together in their hatred.
Who made
of what
that shirt, man?
A tailor of mine, actually. I had it custom made because I thought it would be hilarious to go back to T-Mobile Park in Seattle for an Astros Mariners game and just confuse everybody. I feel for Mariners fans to a degree, but I understand why everyone is piling on. And to any Mariners fan out there that might have cheered George Springer getting hurt, I hope that you are hearing that and knowing that that scream is one of karma.
One more before I let this go. I just love the comedic timing of what do you think the legacy is? And then as Brian Wu is collecting himself.
Further than any other team in franchise history.
And then shout out to Brian Wu just going,
that. Yeah, well done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Okay. This is probably going to piss off John sitting in his chair.
Good.
For lunchtime confessions.
Excellent. Don't have a root. Don't have bad teeth then.
I cannot stand Peter Herbstreit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I hate that
dog.
This
is dog. The dog, right?
I hate that dog. And listen, a lot of people are
but he's a golden retriever.
Golden retrievers are very cute dogs. It is a cute dog. You're probably also thinking, Paul, you're a cat dad. That's true. I love cats.
Wait, you call yourself a cat dad?
Yeah, whatever. I am a father of a cat.
A father, huh?
Yeah, I'm a father. Basically.
Just, I just want you to know there's a lot of judgment happening, but I will let you continue.
Yeah, I can tell. It's tough to be, a father of a cat. Like sometimes when you leave your cat by itself for a week and someone maybe checks in every 4 days or so, you wonder once, twice about the cat over the course of the week. But anyway, I'm bringing it back to Peter Herbstreit. So every single week, there is a clip of Peter Herbstreit being cute, and all the replies that I see to it on social media are, dogs, bro, are dogs the best? Well, one of the times where they're talking about Peter Herbstreit on College Game Day was in the midst of Kirk Herbstreit telling a story about how cute little Peter Herbstreit killed a baby squirrel. Another clip of Peter Herbstreit that I've seen online is where Kirk Herbstreit is being like a lot of dog owners out there where you are making the world your living room with complete disregard for everybody else in a hotel room throwing a tennis ball down a hallway. Boing, boing. I'm trying to sleep potentially here. Nope. Kirk Herbstreit doesn't care. Peter Herbstreit doesn't care because he's a dog. And the thing that bothers me most about the Peter Herbstreit experience, Kirk brought his dog, Ben, the golden retriever, around with him because Ben was slowly dying. And I understand bringing around your dying dog everywhere that you go.
You do?
But now Peter Herbstreit, the replacement that he got like a week after Ben died, is going on national TV and taking a dump in front of everybody. This dog is a representative
for all those people out there who have dogs, who feel the need to bring the dog everywhere if the dog's not well trained, because a lot of people who own dogs are bad dog trainers, and they're all over you. He never does that. He never does that, as the pit bull munches a toddler's arm off. Like, this is the stuff that drives me crazy with dog people that bring their dogs everywhere and expect you to be cool with it. Peter Herbstreit is a cute, beautiful dog, but F him. I hate him. That's my confession.
From the 346. So Paul is saying he fathered a cat. That is correct. Also, hate. I do appreciate it, though, because you did say it with your chest. My anger with Peter Herbstreit is less about Peter Herbstreit and entirely about Kirk. Like, this is a shield. This is a perception shield for him. Just like, do you not like me? Well, how about a golden retriever? Do you like golden retriever? Look at all this cute stuff that I can do with this
golden retriever.
I can
never get fired because you're going to fire Peter too.
Oh, that's wow. So is this the midlife crisis? This is a shield. Convertible?
Oh, this no, but midlife crisis convertible is about you. This is him using it as a shield. This is like when you know after a terrible game when a player comes to the podium with their kid. He brought his all. That's all that happened. But I do hear you to some degree on like the people that use the world as their living room to some degree. I just did not see that when I saw Peter Herbstreit. I'm gonna be entirely honest. And by the way, it sounds like we are really counteracting all the goodwill that has been built by Paul.
I knew this would happen. Listen. There are cute dogs out there. Some pit bulls are really cute too, by the way. And this is not me generalizing.
Only
the
some
entire,
of them, though.
The entire, yes. But again, I would like people.
How do you feel about French bulldogs?
Disgusting abominations.
Very good. All right, continue.
Chihuahuas. They're always either whiny or angry. Bulldogs themselves, gross. Pugs, gross. Those are the four dogs that I'm dog-cist against. But when it comes to Peter Herbstreit, I just don't like the people that bring their dogs everywhere and do not seem to have any awareness of social cues that people are like, hey, your dog's acting up. It's growling. It's barking. It's jumping all over the place. That dog does seem rather well-behaved outside of the time he killed the baby squirrel and took a dump on national TV. But he represents all of my, I guess, subconscious thoughts that I have about people that are bad dog owners.
I had the same thoughts about kids. When parents let their kids just run around, do everything, and don't stop them doing anything, it's just like, hey, don't grab that cup, man. And their parents just,
He never does that. Yeah. If you will,
like, tell them to stop.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool. Like, tell them, I'm not sitting there saying beat their ass.
No.
Stop your kid.
Right.
Why do I got to stop your kid?
Exactly.
Why is your kid bothering these people in this restaurant?
But generally that will get called out, at least amongst people, when that parent is gone. You know, you'll talk about that. With dogs, it's weird.
Like, people look the other way.
People do look the other way with the dogs. And you will hear this so often. If I ever go back to stand-up, I will do a bit on this. He never does that. Oh, sure. He's helping my leg right now.
I don't want to say anything else so that can be the final words of this segment.
Salute to all the dog owners out there.
Shout out to the dog owners.
That is Paul Gallant. Salute to the dogs. That is Paul Ebenezer Gallant.
For all the dogs.
And, those are your lunchtime confessions here in Blue on Sports Radio 610. It has been a fun show thus far. I did not anticipate the dog people getting out and hating us like this. And I appreciate it. Paul is not invited to any of Lopez's dog parties. That is quite literally a confession that Lopez had yesterday.
It just had
a dog quinceañera. And on the next day, here come you just dumping all over all the dog owners. I see it. All right, very good. Coming up next, by the way. Oh, wait, hold on. I was supposed to do something, wasn't I?
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday. So how about we give away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop? Caller number 7 right now, 713-572-4610. Am I doing this to appease the dog owners? Maybe. Find out. Call in, 713-572-4610. Be caller number 7 and win that $50 gift card. All right, coming up next, it is a Wednesday where we typically do Judge John Lopez. I don't see John Lopez, so how about we turn the court over to Paul Gallant? Yes, that's right. Judge Paul Gallant is who will be presiding.
Any dogs in this court.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.